Joseph Elisentimaan Valle. Book 2, Chapter 8 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. Year 624 AD. Justice, Bishop of the Church of Rochester, immediately succeeded Miletus in the archbishopric. He consecrated Romanus, bishop of that see, in his own stead, having obtained authority to ordain bishops from Pope Boniface, whom we mentioned above as successor to Deus Dedit, of which license this is the form. Boniface, to his most beloved brother Justice, we have learnt not only from the contents of your letter addressed to us, but from the fulfillment granted to your work, how faithfully and vigilantly you have labored, my brother, for the gospel of Christ. For Almighty God has not forsaken either the mystery of his name or the fruit of your labors, having himself faithfully promised to the preachers of the gospel, "Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world," which promise his mercy is particularly manifested in this ministry imposed upon you, opening the hearts of the nations to receive the wondrous mystery of your preaching. For he has blessed with a rich reward your eminence's acceptable course by the support of his loving kindness, granting a plentiful increase to your labors and the faithful management of the talents committed to you, and bestowing it on that which you might confirm to many generations. This is conferred on you by that recompense whereby, constantly persevering in the ministry imposed upon you, you have awaited with praiseworthy patience the redemption of that nation, and that they might profit by your merits, salvation has been bestowed on them. For our Lord himself says, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." You are therefore saved by the hope of patience and the virtue of endurance, to the end that the hearts of unbelievers, being cleansed from their natural disease of superstition, might obtain the mercy of their Savior. For having received letters from our son Aldewald, we perceive with how much knowledge of the sacred word you, my brother, have brought his mind to the belief in true conversion and the certainty of the faith. Therefore, firmly confiding in the long-suffering of the divine clemency, we believe that through the mercy of your preaching, there will ensue most full salvation, not only of the nation subject to him, but also of their neighbors. To the end, as it is written, the recompense of a perfect work may be conferred on you by the Lord, the rewarder of all the just, and that the universal confession of all nations, having received the mystery of the Christian faith, may declare that in truth their sound is gone out into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. We have also, my brother, moved by the warmth of our goodwill, sent you, by the bearer of these presents, the pall, giving you authority to use it only in the celebration of the sacred mysteries, granting to you likewise to ordain bishops when there shall be occasion, through the Lord's mercy. That so the gospel of Christ, by the preaching of many, may be spread abroad in all the nations that are not yet converted. You must therefore endeavor, my brother, to preserve with unblemished sincerity of mind that which you have received through the kindness of the apostolic see, bearing in mind what is that is represented by the honorable vestment which you have obtained to be borne on your shoulders, and imploring the divine mercy, study to show yourself such that you may present before the tribunal of the supreme judge that is to come the rewards of the favor granted to you, not with guiltiness, but with benefit of souls. God preserve you in safety, most dear brother. End of chapter 8 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.